Ah, yes, some Wham bringing us back. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Your go-to Christmas karaoke song. That's our question of the day. Keep weighing in on the text line, 615-737-1025. We'll read some responses here in just a little bit. But right now, we say hello to the president of the Nashville Predators, Michelle Kennedy, who is on the line with us. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing all right. How are you? I've never had Wham as a lead-in to an interview of any sort. So
hey,
that's new.
It's not a bad thing at all.
No, it's not. I've got nothing against George Michael.
What would be your go-to Christmas karaoke song?
You know, it would be one that has a lot of instrumental behind it to hide my voice because I am not gifted with the gift of song. Probably something like Jingle Bell Rock. We can really turn up the instrumental on that and drown me out.
That's a good one. Hey, I like that one. That's a good one. That'll get the crowd going for sure. It's been a big 2023 for Bridgestone Arena. As over 1.6 million fans have come to your facility, 110 shows, 46 games, 156 total events, 89 of those sellouts. It's been a nice year at Bridgestone.
It has been. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, we hosted our 16th CMA Awards. We hosted the draft and awards show for the NHL in the same venue, the first time that's been done in the U.S. We set attendance records in back-to-back months. First, it was Morgan Wallen with 19,292. Then it was Nate Bargatze less than a month later or a little over a month later with 19,365. It has been a very, very active year. You know, we saw the retirement of our first GM and the return home of our first coach as our second GM. We saw the return of Andrew Brunette, who scored the first goal in Preds history. And all that's happening in our 25th anniversary season. It seems quite scripted, although it really happened fairly organically.
And then last night, UC Saros becomes the second winningest goaltender in Predators history, only behind Pekka Rinne, with the victory over the Flyers. That was pretty cool.
It was very cool. Kudos to Juice, and it was great to get back in the W column after taking a one-game break away from that. And so hopefully we continue to surge as we have been for the last few weeks. It's been really fun. It's been a fun team to watch. It's been a fun, great, excited venue like it always is. The crowds have been terrific. 2023 is ending on a strong note, and we intend to pick up just where we left off when 2024 starts. We've got a lot of opportunities to come watch the Preds in the next couple weeks. We've got a game Saturday, a game on the 27th, a game on the 2nd, a game on the 4th. So the holidays at Bridgestone Arena will be busy and spirited.
Michelle, isn't winning fun?
Winning is very fun. I tell you, it moves the needle quite a bit in this building to win rather than to lose. Days after losses are a little bit gloomy. Days after wins are quite a bit more enthusiastic and fun.
I saw you at a game recently. I was going to say hi, but you were talking to everybody around and people talking to you. What's it like to walk the concourse and talk to fans during a game?
You know, it's fun because you either hear, hey, this is such a fun place. It's a great place to be. Thank you guys for all you do, which just makes you feel good. Or you hear people say, hey, have you thought about this? Or, hey, what about this? And we always want to hear feedback because we are the organization that, as good as some people may think we are, we're never good enough, and we're always going to strive to be better. So it's fun. And, you know, we spend a lot of time here. We have a lot of games. Our fans, the folks who work in the bombs and work the doors, they begin to feel like family. And so it's like every night is a bit of a homecoming. And it's a whole lot of fun. You get a lot of energy from our fans and from the folks who spend a lot of time in Bridgestone Arena. To me, I could be accused of having a bias. To me, it's a very welcoming place, and I hope that others feel the same way.
Chase had mentioned earlier, you know, 1.6 million fans in 2023. And I know we've had Sean on this talk about this before, but, I mean, the staff, the part-time staff, the full-time staff, I mean, everybody's pulling the same direction, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, it's funny. This week we had it is universally one of our favorite nights of the year. On Monday night, we had a party for our part-time employees, and there were about 1,700 people here, and we stand behind the concession stands. We're the ones who are – serving them on that night, and we have the best time with it. And the turnout is unbelievable. The entire lower, the entire concourse on the first floor is filled with round tables. We have the biggest buffet you've ever seen, and we give away gifts and just try to show our appreciation for them. Because as I said to them that night when we were thanking them and welcoming them, they set the tone. They are the first people I see when I walk in the building. They're the first people you see when you walk in the building, and the first people all our fans see. And so they really are the tone setters for everything that happens after, and I think they do an incredible job setting that tone and creating the atmosphere that we want in this building.
Michelle Kennedy is with us of the Nashville Predators. Speaking of tone setters, that's what Barry Trotz and David Poile were when it came to the Dad's Trip, and the Dad's Trip was yesterday in Philadelphia. Preds get the win. How special is that for the guys to be able to share those moments with their fathers? And again, something that this organization pretty much started.
You know, I would say I maybe shouldn't admit this in public, but I did not know until this year that we started that. And I think that just makes it that much cooler to me. And the guys get really excited about it. The week before, it was last week, the middle of last week, the players had their holiday party. And so in talking to a bunch of them that night, they, you know, you say, hey, what's going on? What are you doing for the holidays? Every single one of them started by saying, my dad's coming in for the trip next week. I mean, they are elite professional athletes, but they're also their father's sons. And I think it brings out just such a warm spirit in all of them. And, you know, you always, the father's trip, the mother's trip, I'd be interested to see the statistic. I don't have it to offer today, but I'm going to source it after this call. The statistic on success on father's or dad's or mom's trips, I bet it's really, really high, because I bet we've won a whole lot more than we've lost. It's just, there's just a sense of pride, and they love hanging out with them. It is a really, really special thing, and I am especially proud now knowing that Barry and David actually started that. I think it's a wonderful tradition that has caught on around the entire league.
Yes, it is indeed. So tomorrow, one more game before a little bit of a break for the holidays, hockey holidays at Bridgestone Arena, and all fans will receive a Preds sweater koozie, so you make sure to get that when you go tomorrow. Let's get two more points, Michelle. How about that?
Let's do it. Let me spend 1 minute drilling into that sweater koozie a little bit. You might not think that a koozie is worth talking about on the air. This is the coolest koozie you've ever seen. It's not that neoprene outside. It is sweater material on the outside. Get in here and get that koozie tomorrow. It's going to be, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to find you tomorrow, and we're going to talk about this koozie, because you're going to agree that it's the coolest koozie you've ever seen.
I'm going to have to get one, that is for sure. So we will definitely talk about it. Michelle, appreciate you and everybody with the Predators. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. That is Michelle Kennedy. She is the president of the Nashville Predators. You can follow her on Twitter at Madam President as well. And again, tomorrow, a midday game, the last game before the Christmas break, and Predators look to get two more points with that one at Bridgestone Arena. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, Roland, that was a big win last night over the Flyers. And
how about Phil Tomasino, two-goal night?
Two goals.
Needed that. That was good.
That was good for those guys last night. So they're rolling. I tell you, man, they're a little something special over there on Broadway that's happening, and you love to see it. I mean, we know, again, I'll tell you, I'm a huge Barry Trotz fan, and so I like to see what this team's doing right now. And winning, as I asked Michelle, cures all.
Yeah, and 1 o'clock start tomorrow, so 1 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock pregame with Max Herz. It will also see the return of Matt Duchene with the Dallas Stars.
You going to boo him?
What kind of reception do you think he'll get?
Golf clap.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too.
Yeah, golf clap. I mean, that's, you know, hey.
Look, he did some good things here. Obviously, I guess he does have the record for most goals in a season, but I think most people are going to tell you that he underachieved.
It's like they wanted him to get here forever, and then it's like, now he's here, now he's gone.
Yep, and then he did, and it never panned out the way that everybody had hoped it would. So
did not.
But he'll return. Craig Smith, I think, with the Dallas Stars as well, so a couple of former Preds. But
it's like once they leave here, they just bounce around the league, man.
It does feel that way.
Did Craig Smith go to Boston?
Yeah.
And then to Dallas?
He went to Boston, and then he had a brief stint in Washington, was traded to Washington.
Okay.
So he reunited with Peter Laviolette for a little bit last year.
Okay, well, it happened. You know, whatever it takes, pal.
Yep, whatever it takes, that is for sure. Coming up next, we'll get into the Titans talk with Chris Sanders here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by Regal Realty Group. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.